Okay. So, there's this guy named Ben, and he lives in Seattle, Washington. My name is Paul, and I know him. He and I are performance art buddies. And let's see, back in 2014, about 6 years ago, a little bit less, I moved across the country. Well, I guess halfway across the country. To Southern Illinois, where I had grown up, because I couldn't afford to live in Seattle anymore. And he moved all of my stuff for me, packed up an entire house and mailed it out to me, even though I had abandoned a partnership that was going very well, for the first time in a long time. And we still talk on the phone for an hour a day, every week. And a little thing that we like to call the Goody Lawrence Podcast. Okay, Ben, now the idea is that here you'll have composed some sort of a music bed and you'll play that. And then we can just stick this at the front of every podcast. If we want, we don't have to because, that's your prerogative. People might think that we need to do production value, but I don't know. It's just a thought. I wanted to let you know that I'm still unable to dial your phone number from memory when I'm talking. It's really weird. Oh, oops, almost got it. Oh, hey, I dialed it, but then see, I stopped talking. So, anyway, you could maybe cut all this out. Who knows? We'll find out. On a little thing we like to call the Goody Lawrence Podcast. And I'm dialing you now on the phone. That whole time,
The end
I was trying
days
to
are upon
dial
us.
from memory and it didn't work. Hey, Ben!
Paul Goody, how's it going?
Good. So, you started out by saying the end days are upon us.
Oh boy.
It's funny. I've heard of the end times and I've heard of the last days, but the end days, I think you've coined that
I
term.
like to come up with original material, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, do I ever? And have you ever? Yes,
How you
it's true.
doing? How you feeling? That's the most important question I think I need to
Yeah,
ask.
here's the thing. I'm feeling all right. Just as an example, three different people in my office went around and Lysoled every single available surface.
Sounds responsible.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. But here's the thing. This is the way I described it to the folks at work. I've always been somewhat of a germaphobe.
Okay.
And so now I'm just normal. And so everyone else to me seems super extreme because I'm not used to them caring this much. But like you, in fact, the astute listener can go back through this podcast and listen to me complain my head off about people who come into work when they're still sick. Now all of a sudden, oh, that's what we're supposed to do. So I'm over it.
I know it's
That's.
also like this whole thing is normalizing hand washing. Like hand washing was an
Oh, yeah.
outlier and
Hey,
people
look,
didn't do it.
in your city, Ben, which used to be my city, Seattle, Washington, on a construction site, I contracted pinworms.
Pinworms.
Yeah,
I don't
you
even know
know
what
how you
that
get
is.
pinworms,
No,
Ben?
I've never heard of them.
Okay, trigger warning to the listeners, this is gross.
Okay.
And again, my facts here will probably be checked, more on that later. So they live in your intestines, maybe around your, like in that area,
Your
in your
GI
digestive,
tract.
somewhere in your digestive tract. And then every once in a while, they crawl out and they might bite around the outside of your butt a little bit,
Oh my God.
and they lay their eggs. And so here's how you get pinworms. Somebody who has those little eggs around their butthole, does stuff around there, and then touches something or prepares food or whatever, And then you touch that, and you get the eggs in your mouth. They get into your digestive tract, and then the cycle repeats itself. So someone, somewhere, basically has to poop and then not wash their hands afterwards in order for you to get them.
Right.
That is my understanding, and I didn't like it.
So to complete this fun circle of life, what's the treatment?
There's an oral liquid that you can take that tastes kind of like bananas, and it sometimes works.
An oral liquid?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I'm... Because it kills it in your digestive tract. You don't go the other way.
Okay, gotcha.
I mean, you might.
There's not like an ointment or something? It's you, you drink?
Not that I know of. Right. You drink a thing and then it kills... I think it gets to the root of the matter rather than... Because then they could just keep on coming out. Here's the other thing, though. Depending on the method of treatment and the rate of the progression of the cycle, you can see these. This is why they're called pinworms, because they're very, very small and thread-like. And they move around, and it's gross.
What a great way to start off today's show.
Oh, yeah. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
I'm going to put a note in the show notes. So just skip to 5 minutes if you don't want to be completely grossed out.
Exactly. Oh, I had a long preamble, too, which you can cut if you want. So anyway, the big thing is... and also, just in case I didn't make it abundantly clear, I think I did. The preamble was an experiment. I was trying to talk while dialing your phone number. Do you remember the last time how I said I couldn't do it?
I kept that in. You were trying to sing.
Yeah, it lasts. So now this time I tried to talk, and it lasted a good minute and a half, and I couldn't do it.
Paul, I appreciate...
But as soon as I stopped, I could do it.
Yeah, I appreciate that you have my phone number memorized, because I do not have yours memorized. And indeed,
really?
I do not even have... I don't have my parents' phone number memorized. I don't have my girlfriend's phone number memorized. The only phone number I have memorized these days is the phone number for Annex Theater.
Oh, interesting.
Which gets forwarded to Stephen McCandless' cell phone. So if I ever find myself in jail and I need to make a phone call, Stephen, you're getting the call.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I know your phone number. I know Jennifer's phone number. I know my parents' phone number. And I need to learn Betty's phone number. I know most of it.
Yeah.
But it's hard because it pops up as soon as I start dialing it. So,
right.
Because Ben and I grew up at a time, kids, when you didn't have numbers plugged into the phone. You had to memorize a list of numbers.
Indeed.
If you wanted to call anyone.
And I don't know about your household, but in my household, there was a piece of paper taped to the wall above the phone that had a list of phone numbers.
Like important numbers.
Mom's work, dad's work, grandma, grandpa, the neighbor, 911.
Yep. Exactly. Yes, what's the number for 911, as the joke goes? So for those of you who kind of were thrown by Ben and me with our apocalypse talk, let me tell you, as we've stated many times in the past, this podcast is for people like decades from now who want to know what life in the 2000s was like.
Assuming 21st
century
servers outlast this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it looks like maybe they'll definitely outlast the human race. I'm kidding, everyone.
We can laugh about it now because it hasn't actually hit yet.
Exactly. We talked about this... a little bit last week. COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, is stepping up its game. It's actually nice that we do this because we can see the progression.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me that their film was going to debut. This was like yesterday or the day before, that their film was going to debut at the Tribeca Film Festival this year. Unless it got shut down due to the coronavirus,
oh, no.
Which even that 24 hours ago seemed not incredibly funny, but as a, you know, not very a plausible thing. Yeah. Today at work, it was a day of mourning for many people because hockey has been officially canceled.
Yeah.
Until further notice.
We're recording this on Thursday, March 12th. And just in the last 24 hours, they suspended the hockey season. They suspend, they canceled the Seattle Sounders game at CenturyLink. I don't know if MLS has been canceled, but baseball is indefinitely postponed. Major League Baseball was set to open in a couple weeks. And nope, it's not going to happen.
There's some NBA issues as well, what I understand.
Yeah, the NBA has suspended all games. The NCAA has suspended all games. So if you had any money on March Madness, then you're out of luck because they're not playing.
I heard, now this is rumor, but it's from Jennifer Fact Checker, so I think it might be right, that March Madness was still going to go on, but with no audience.
That was going to happen yesterday, but then today happened.
Oh, my gosh. I also, for those of you who might have been under the impression that I'm a sports guy, the basketball game's audience wasn't going to be there. Yeah. What do you call the people who see a basketball game, Ben?
The fans.
Okay, the fans. Yeah, audience. Let's see. Also, Disneyland is going to close.
Yeah, well, I mean,
until the end of the month, from what I understand.
Yeah, and the whole country of Italy is closed, and the whole city of New Rochelle, New York, has been quarantined. In fact, wow. I saw a rumor. I don't know the validity of this rumor, but I saw this rumor that the decision might be made coming up soon to not let people even come back to Seattle.
I heard, and I don't remember who I heard this from, that students would be asked to stay away and to work from home. I think just right now, Inslee, is that your governor?
Jay Inslee, yes.
Yeah.
Inslee.
Yeah. 6 weeks of school being suspended. I think I just saw that, just like a few.
Yeah. 6 weeks school suspended. You cannot have gatherings of more than 250 people, and so Emerald City Comic Con was canceled, well, postponed. All big events have been postponed, and there's a thing in King County, King Pearson, Snohomish counties, I think, that say if you are a public organization and you have a general public in your business that's less than 250, here are certain steps you need to take.
Okay, and so
basically,
yeah,
every fringe theater has canceled their shows. Spin the Bottle was supposed to happen tonight, and it got canceled. Everything's been shut down.
So, Ben, you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah.
If this world is a simulation, Ben, what a great way to save on hardware usage. No groups more than 250 people. That right there.
Yeah.
Saves a lot of processing power.
Your NPCs, I see what you're throwing down.
People stay inside. This is the thing I figured out. So I finally like worked this out, Ben. So your field of vision, right, is a certain area. You can throw an object a certain area to a certain thing. From that, you can extrapolate how much actual playing space we have in this thing.
Yeah.
And then everything else is memory based.
Yeah.
Like memory, this whole reality thing features or leans heavily on memory, on the ability to look at an object and imagine a larger world. Our technology, like our phones, also very useful. Television's also very useful. Cars, of course, give you the illusion of going a very long distance with out of or actually leaving a very small area, the inside of the car. And then if you start thinking that it's not real too much, they get you by causing the car to explode on you or get hit by something. So you got to be careful. So anyway, yeah, that's it. The coronavirus, a great memory-saving device. Because before that... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, it actually has done some a simulation real-world good. The amount of carbon pumped into the air from factories in China decreased by a significant amount because they basically shut down the factories. So
now,
you know,
interestingly enough,
I'm not going to get my new iPhone, but I mean, you know, a healthier environment.
Pollution like that also, interestingly enough, can help cause rainfall because it seeds the clouds, quote unquote. I just found that out
what kind of
recently.
Rain?
Well, yeah, good point. but so yeah, the basic upshot is, you know, before it was. From what I know, you know, basic illnesses, hospitalizations, and the Sabbath were pretty much the largest memory-saving things that we had for the simulation. So this is a big shot in the arm. My guess is possibly a big patch coming soon. So that'll be, you know, they had to take this down so that they could add... the new stuff, whatever the new stuff coming in is.
In the, they're also upgrading equipment. So they got to run at a lower power volume.
They added so much stuff really, really fast. You know, robots in the supermarkets.
Right.
Translation software that works in real time with voices, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's great, but, you know, you never, when you roll out something like that, a big thing, you got to roll it back again just to make sure. Of course, I have my own ideas about what other things might have happened. It has been speculated that the fact that The Hunt was coming back out.
The Hunt? What's this?
The Hunt. The Hunt's a movie that got canceled about rich liberals hunting. They're gonna re-release it finally. They started putting ads out for it. It's going to be re-released. And now it probably won't be again. So that's funny. A lot of movies are being... Their release dates are being postponed. A Quiet Place 2 has been postponed indefinitely. No Time to Die apparently has time to be pushed back until November. You know, stuff like that. So that's kind of interesting.
I think the reason they're doing this is it's just because they can't sell tickets. They legally can't sell tickets. So there's nothing wrong
legally
with the movies.
Can't.
The movies are ready to go, you know.
Of course. Yeah. I'm not saying that actually is sort of a great idea. If you think of the media all running everything and then you say, "Oh, this movie is going to be done in time. Quick, put out some news stories about this virus so that we can finish it by November." That is a funny idea. what I was implying.
It's like a dude calling a bomb threat into the plane that where he's running late.
Exactly. Why don't they make the plane out of the bomb threat? That doesn't work, but I like it. I think I might use it for something.
Black Box Airlines. Actually, there is a legit question around just a sidebar about the black box. You know, why doesn't that information just get all uploaded to the cloud these days?
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned this before, but the cloud actually underwater, which is pretty cool.
Well, that's where all the planes are going.
Yeah. Hey, Bermuda Triangle could be a thing.
Yeah.
Am I just imagining? I think I'm just imagining this, but I like it. Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's a different. That's a different movie. No, Neil deGrasse Tyson explaining that you can't build the plane out of the black box because it's not aerodynamic. Has that happened?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me.
It should, if it doesn't.
Also, the black box is actually orange, and so, hey, who knew? Southwest Airlines built their planes out of the black boxes.
Hey, wait a second. It's all coming together. So the big thing now, I guess, is, Ben, how has your life been affected? You're not going in anywhere to work right now.
No, I'm still coming to Annex. We're ramping up a live streaming server here at the theater so we can hopefully try to make some money and to offset the losses that we're incurring because of this performance ban.
Yeah.
But personally, nothing much has changed. I think I mentioned last week that a business that I contract with is postponing work that they were going to give me.
Yes.
So I don't consider that lost income. I just consider it delayed income.
Yeah.
So once everything kind of blows over, then, you know, they'll hopefully things will blow over. But they'll ramp up and they'll bring me back. So it's not that money's gone. It's just I can't, you know, I'm not going to be working for them for quite some time.
Right. And so the amount that you spend going there and doing things there, probably offset by the amount that you're making there. So you came out net positive, obviously. You're not just working to work at the place.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Basically, here's what I'm saying. So that's money that would have been coming in.
Yes.
Right? But because you're not going to work there, you're not taking as many bus trips, probably, you know, that kind of thing. So
the income is greater than the expense. That's why people work.
That was my point. Yeah, exactly. So it's not money that you are making right now. It's money that you will be making in the future, but the gap that would have filled right now is not being
but fortunately
as lessened.
I mean, I'm not too worried personally about my own finances because I am getting a return from my income taxes.
Oh, okay.
Which
well, there
was
you go.
A tiny bit larger than I thought. So that's going to float me for a couple months. So
that's nice.
You know, if this goes past like May, then I'm going to start to worry.
We should point out also, for those who have never worked as freelance folk, because you do freelance some stuff and all that, getting a return is amazing.
Well, and I'll tell you why I'm getting a return, because I overpaid my estimated taxes.
Oh,
so
that's
pretty
good.
This isn't money that I'm getting. This is just money that they're giving me back.
Oh, that's nice. Well, it's still though.
I already had that money in my bank account at one point.
Yeah, yeah. You know me. I think about money wrong all the time. people are like, "How much do you make?" And I tell them how much I make after taxes, and they're like, "No, but how much do you really make?" I'm like, "This is how much I really make."
Yeah.
The government's taking all of our money. No, that's just money that you think you have, but it's not your money. If you just forget about all the money that goes away for taxes, then you're thinking correctly. That's the thing. I feel like a lot of people weren't bullied enough as kids. Oh, this is my stuff. I deserve it. No, you don't.
Jeez.
No, somebody bigger and stronger than you can come and take it from you whenever you want. Be happy that you have it. You know, that kind of thing. It's a good life lesson.
Yeah.
Maybe. But yeah, so... it happened today, though, finally. We were at Walgreens, and we were in the cleaning aisle, and all the Purell hand sanitizer is gone.
Yeah.
Which I still think is crazy, because you can tell people over and over again that Purell is not the thing that you want.
Right.
Purell kills
bacteria. But they don't,
they don't listen. They just don't listen. And the thing is, did I tell you already about the USA Today thing? Was that at that point or not? USA Today had a listing of products... that killed the virus, and Purell was on there.
Okay.
But in the headline, but if you read the actual article, the Purell product, because it said Purell products, the Purell product that does it is these wipes that you use for furniture and surfaces.
Probably have
and
like
stuff like that.
Isopropyl alcohol or something on it.
Yeah. So the big thing is, of course, there are people who... are making money off of Purell stock, even though it's not really doing anything. It's what a panic... you can make money off of a panic, and I'm sure there are some people who are doing that.
Some enterprising entrepreneurs.
Yes. I still thought it was weird that it wasn't there, and there was a little sign saying they're limiting it to 4 per customer, but it still was all gone.
Yeah.
So, limiting nothing to four people. I mean, to four items per customer still is nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, I've not been panic buying. I'm just doing my shopping regularly, which means that, you know, should I get sick or if, you know, it really hits the fan, I'm going to be, you know, SOL because I don't have enough food in my apartment to sustain me for 2 weeks for a quarantine.
Yeah. Well, me, I'm buying a lot of slingshots because I like them. have I told you already? I love slingshots and shooting slingshots, and they're cool.
You have not told me this, but I can understand because I used to have one when I was a kid.
Okay, well, yeah, here you go. Betty and I, you know, are basically mentally the same age. So she's 14. I never got a slingshot when I was her age, so now I have one.
Is it
now I have four.
Is it the wrist rocket kind with the little the brace that goes over your wrist?
I have two of those.
Yeah.
I have spares of each one. And then I have another one, which is a small, you know, standard wooden kind.
Right.
But the big thing is this. The reason I got it, Jennifer got a bow and arrow. And she's been shooting a bow and arrow. And I was thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, you're going to run out of arrows pretty fast if you're using them, like,
to survive
for real, like hunting for food or whatever. Whereas, you know, I could use rocks. I have a bunch of marbles. I have,
M80s?
You know, steel shot. What are M80s?
Like cherry bombs.
Oh, like you light them and then you shoot them?
Yeah.
Oh, did you do that?
No.
Okay. I wasn't planning on it. I was thinking that I could get paintball things, though. That those would probably work if I wanted to paintball something. But the big thing is, and this is the cool part, Ben.
Yeah.
You know how people hold their guns sideways in, like, gangster films and stuff?
Right.
Okay. The best way to shoot a slingshot is actually to hold it sideways
and
like that.
Why is that?
Because it mimics a bow, and you can the skill that you learn from shooting the slingshot that way, you can also get for that. And it also deters you from moving your slingshot to eye level so that you can see what you're shooting at. They say that the best way to learn to shoot a slingshot is to basically hold it by your chest and pull it to your shoulder. And you can get really good not sighting it, you know.
And where do you go to shoot these bows and arrows and slings and shots?
Okay, so you've been to my house before.
I have.
You remember the apocalypse lot?
Right next door?
Yeah, exactly. We go there.
I gotcha.
And we have a target. It's a big styrofoam target. Here's the cool part about the wrist rocket. The marbles that I shoot with it.
Yeah.
Actually get stuck in the target. It's styrofoam, right?
Yeah.
They get stuck about an inch into it. So when it's done, eventually I'll be able to harvest all my marbles and get them back.
I was going to ask if you dug them out.
Yeah, I will eventually, but not right now. Marbles are like $1.97 a bag. For right now, anyway.
Yeah, for right
now. Who knows?
I think you may be cornering the market on a slingshot as a survival tool out there in the Midwest.
Yeah, and it's kind of you know, smart if you think about it, because I not only have the slingshots, but I have the things to repair the slingshots with. Yeah, it's going to be
rubber tubing.
Good. Exactly, rubber tubing. I the little pouches.
Yeah.
That you use
leather pouch.
Yeah. And you could probably kill a squirrel if you wanted to.
Yum.
I'm
hoping and it here's doesn't the other come thing.
This is the other thing I was thinking about. People think about defense wrong, in my opinion. Because we're going to be... they think that they're going to kill everybody. This is the big thing that all the people that I know who are survivalists are like, they're going to kill everybody or they're going to scare everybody. And they're all going to be separate into their little things. My idea is different, and that's that I have my slingshot, right? And if you come around, wanted to cause trouble, you're going to get stingy ouches.
If you hit them.
And you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'll hit them, Ben. I'm awesome at this. And then they're going to be like, man, this isn't worth it. And they're going to leave. That's the plan anyway.
Or they're going to pull out their gun and shoot you.
Yeah, that's also
never
true.
Never bring a slingshot to a gunfight.
Well, here's the thing. I say never bring a gun to a gunfight either. And
in fact,
and then
gunfights.
Well, I've mentioned this before. The gun people will get my gun if I have one. They'll be like, "Hey, man, you don't really want to hurt me, do you?" And I'd be like, "Well, probably not." And they're like, "Ha ha." Or they'll be like, "Ow, you shot me. Feel bad about yourself." And I'll be like, "I do." And then they'll be like, "Ha ha." It's, I don't know. Whereas a slingshot, I'm like, "Leave me alone, you guys." And they're like, "No." And then they're like, "Ow, quit it." And then, you know, they could shoot me. But at least they have a big bruise.
A man whose self-defense philosophy is predicated by the Goonies.
The what?
The Goonies.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But I know who Sloth is, so, I mean, haven't I seen it? Really? This is the thing I get in with Steven all the time. If I know enough references about a film, it's as though I saw it.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You get to check it off your Netflix queue.
Speaking about getting into it with Steven, do we have any corrections for
we
this
do,
show?
Not from Steven, but we do have corrections that came in earlier today.
Yes. Now, the reason I mentioned Steven is because listener to the show, Steven McCandless, sometimes appears on the show, sometimes gives us corrections. But do you know who does the most corrections, Ben?
Why, who's that, Paul?
I'll tell you. Well, my wife, Jennifer Pratt, Jennifer Fact Checker, listens to the show, and if she sees or hears something that probably hears, but you know, she is a great visual thinker. If she hears something that is incorrect, she'll look up what the correct thing is and let us know. And that's pretty cool because it's something that you, the listener, can do as well. Just write to us at the most confusing email address in the world, bensemail@yahoo.com@gmail.com.
Yep.
So figure that out. Wait, did I get it wrong?
Yep. No, you got it right. I said yep.
Okay, good. Yeah, figure that one out and send it to us, and we will read your correction on the air in a segment that we like to call
Corrections.
Ding! Who knows how it'll match up?
It won't, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I was talking about how I liked living in the city and within walking distance of everything, especially grocery stores. And you mentioned that you can't really walk to anything from your house.
Yeah.
Number one, and there's only one. We do not live in anything even approaching a food desert. If we needed to walk to a grocery store, we could go to Market Basket or the hippie grocery Green Earth. Both are mere blocks away. Additionally, there are convenience stores and Walgreens and CVS even closer to us. Not a great selection, but they do have grocery items. Plus, the butcher and artisan bread company.
Yeah, okay. So, she's right. I've got two problems, I guess. One is, having lived in the Midwest for so long, my concept of walking distance has shrunk.
Right.
So let's see. From Annex, Green Earth is like where, and Jennifer might correct me on this one too. From Annex, Green Earth is kind of where Bauhaus is, or used to be?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. Pike and,
maybe a little bit less than that.
Melrose. Pine and Melrose, sorry?
Maybe. It might even be closer than that.
That's about a 10-minute... That's about an 8-minute walk.
Yeah, you know, maybe this weekend I'll walk up there and see how long it takes me.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows? I really do need to... Ben, this is true. Jennifer has noted that she likes it when I'm a little bit squeezy. But think I'm getting... I'm weighing a little bit too much... I need to cut back, and I don't, I think part of it is that I, you know, don't really move around a lot. Yeah. So we're going to start walking Edward around to different places.
Nice.
So that should help.
It's always healthy to walk Edward, the dog.
Edward is also getting a little pudgy. I bought him a really cool little vest.
Yeah.
And he won't fit in it.
Oh, no.
Now, granted, it's an extra small vest. But
well,
still,
he's an extra small dog.
Yeah, he used to fit in it. But now, yeah, he's a little pudgy. And Jennifer has been like, he's getting pudgy. Can't you see it? And I thought that it was, you know, just some sort of weird mental thing.
Yeah.
But, and Jennifer listens to this. Jennifer, when I say that I thought it was some weird mental thing, I meant that I thought that you were projecting a sort of body dysmorphia, a dog body dysmorphia onto Edward. And I am acknowledging between me and you, between me and Ben, and the entire listening audience, that that is crazy. I am a crazy person. I am highly delusional, and I accept and understand
all right,
that.
Well, while you're digging yourself out of that hole, I'm just going to read the rest of her comment.
Okay.
She says, I think that's it. I skipped the politics and Elon Musk nonsense, so which was like half the episode. So,
yeah, she doesn't like Elon Musk at all. and it's an interesting balance between her and Steven. Our listenership is split, Ben.
Yeah.
But
at any rate, that's it for corrections.
Oh, well, hey. Thank you very much, Jennifer, for listening, and thank you for doing all the corrections for us. You know, aside from the coronavirus stuff, I really have been staying away from the news. Is there anything else that's been happening that you know of that I may not?
Oh, God, no. Everything's coronavirus.
Yeah, it really is nice for everyone to... Oh, the one thing I remember that I forgot about, travel ban for Europe.
Yeah.
To the United States. That was kind of new.
Yeah.
But not Great Britain, which I thought was interesting.
No. Yeah. Who knows why.
Has Brexit happened yet?
I think it's a process. And so I think the process has started.
And it is happening. Like, they're not going to be able to stop it,
no,
from what I understand.
It is happening.
Yeah. So maybe that's why. Maybe it's... Maybe the Great Britain and the United States have cooked up a little thing where Britain and the U.S. are now super palsy again.
For once.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while. We do have that whole, what do you call it? East India Tea Company connection.
Right.
Which you know about. We've spoken about it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, when I say you know about it, I mean you're aware that I think it's a thing. That's kind of... In Skyrim, there's the East Empire Company, which is basically the East India Company. It's pretty funny. Yeah. Speaking about which, I'm finally playing... did you ever play Skyrim?
No. But I know that somebody takes an arrow to the knee...
Oh, yeah. He used to be an adventurer like me, but then he took an arrow to the knee.
Gotcha.
Guy, very similar voice as we may have mentioned. I don't know. A lot of the same voice actors got a lot of work in Skyrim. What's the matter? Did somebody steal your sweet roll? Or no. Oh, let me guess. Somebody stole your sweet roll. That was one. I had a character who would kill anyone who said that to him, just for fun. You can do it, because the people that say it are not player characters. I mean, not player characters, sorry. But so this is the thing that annoys me in Skyrim. You can kill a lot of people in Skyrim, but there are certain people who are necessary for certain quests. And so what you'll do is you'll get them to zero hit points, and then they'll just come back to life again. Which I don't like. I would like a Skyrim where I can kill every single person in the world and then just be alone and think, oh, this is dumb. Why did I do that? I think that should be a thing. I think that should be a feature of a game that if you want to go around killing everyone, you can, but then you won't get to do a whole bunch of quests. I think it's only fair, because that's the way it works in real life.
There is a subreddit, I believe it's called Can You Pet the Dog? And all it is are scenes from video games like Skyrim, where if there are dogs, can you pet the dog? Some games you can pet the dog, and some games you cannot pet the dog. In Skyrim, can you pet the dog?
I believe that you can feed the dog, and you can say hello to the... I don't know if you can pet the dog. And I know that's a weird question, but the only dog that I've interacted with lately turned out to be a demon that I helped free his master. Oh, that's the other thing, is I created a character named Paul Goody that had basically my attributes.
Right.
And looks like me.
Just to see how like, you okay. would survive in that game.
Right, I'm only going to do the things that I, Paul Goody, would actually do.
Yeah.
Something that this Paul Goody did was murder a museum owner because a talking statue promised to give him a really cool knife. So, I've got that going for me.
Which is nice.
It's kind of funny. It's a game of inches. Like, once you start getting power and dealing with people who are constantly trying to kill you, you start murdering people, I feel like. I kind of want to do it again now that I know that is a cautionary tale.
Training
to see
people
if I can...
for the upcoming apocalypse.
Yeah. I still, man,
although,
I don't know.
In this apocalypse, nobody's going to be able to fight because everybody's going to be sick.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a nice thing for the people who won't be getting it, because there are some people who won't get it, you know.
Yeah, there are
and
COVID Marys. I heard that people can carry the virus but will not present with symptoms, but can still pass it on.
There are some I heard some talk that even most cases you'll be asymptomatic for like 4 days.
I think it's longer than that. I think once you contract it, it takes 5 to 10 days for you to show anything.
Yeah, so that's fun also. I heard a story. I do not know if this is true or not, but someone at work related it to us in the manner of someone who knows a thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. There was an NBA player who, as a joke, went around and touched every microphone that the reporters had.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that he actually had coronavirus.
No, that's a true thing. I read that story.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
Do you know the name of the guy?
I don't know his name. It's like Rory Gobert or something like that.
Okay.
And I don't know what team he plays for, but yeah, he was like making light of the whole situation and touching people and touching the microphones and just like doing everything you're told not to do, and then surprise, he actually tested positive.
That's a real problem.
Yeah.
For him and everyone else, I figure. Yeah, I try not to joke around with that a lot, although I did as I think I told you last time, but maybe not. When I was sick at work during this big conference that we had, and somebody said, "Hey, are you feeling all right?" I quipped in a thing that I thought was really funny. Yeah, you know, the only thing weird that's happened in a couple of days is that I finally got my shipment of used tissues from China. To which he replied, "Used tissues from China?" And I was like, okay, I can't.
He was not believing you.
He said it as though he believed that existed.
All right, so I think he was
playing
along.
And he couldn't believe that I had it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't know if this is a true thing, of course, but it's just something that I heard, that it's not just used tissues from China that you can get, but you can also buy used underwear from Japan.
Hey, wait a second. Now that, to me, seems implausible. Is that the right word? Implausible?
Implausible?
I think so. I am plausible? Implausible? I am plausible.
You
okay,
are plausible.
This is starting
I am
to get,
plausible, and yeah. So is my wife.
This whole country's plausible. this whole courtroom. Okay, so Ben, we joke around a lot, but I do want our listeners to know that you can, in fact, buy used underwear from Japan. That is a thing. It's real. I didn't want to get people's hopes up and then have them decide that it was too good to be true.
Specifically underwear worn by girls. I think I saw...
I understand. Now, I've never been to Japan, but I understand that they're actually vending machines.
I was just going to say... that there, that I think I saw a story that said where there were vending machines where, you know, older businessmen can go and buy used girls' underwear.
Is this true, though? And here's the other thing. People think it's a sex thing. What if these older Japanese businessmen are actually using them for spells? Something that the news media is too obsessed with the coronavirus to even investigate. And I think it's a shame. Journalistic integrity is dead, Ben. And who killed it?
The coronavirus.
The coronavirus. And bloggers. Bloggers also.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah. I wasn't sure who I was going to blame for death of journalism. And then I was like, well, who did the journalists blame? Oh, right. Bloggers.
Bloggers, yeah. The internet.
It is true, though. Yeah. There was no older person going, hey, you can't actually write that.
The democratization of information.
Exactly. Oh, speaking about that, Ben, it's time for Jennifer to stop listening to the podcast. Politics.
We put the poll back in politics.
So I want to just point out that I was sort of right about something.
Oh, God.
There's somebody that I followed on Twitter who all of a sudden, I think I mentioned this at the last podcast, but I'm not positive. She started defending Joe Biden for some reason. She was originally a Kamala Harris supporter.
The indefensible.
Well, somebody was making fun of how he was talking, and she goes, you know, he has a stutter, right? Which is fine, but she was also, I am never going to vote for another old white guy again.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, she's defending Joe Biden, which is weird.
Wait, who is this? This is just some blogger you read?
No, it's not a blogger that I read. It's a friend of mine. It's an online friend of mine. I think she would also call me a friend. But she's very political. Was supporting Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
And then was supporting
Elizabeth Warren.
Know this. Elizabeth Warren? Yeah. Why didn't I know Elizabeth Warren? That's really weird. Was supporting Warren, and then this is before Super Tuesday. She was defending Biden from some people who were making fun of him, and then after Super Tuesday, her husband posted a thing saying that he was hoping that there would be a Biden Warren ticket, and then Biden would step down after 4 years, and then we'd have President Warren. And I was like, when she defended Biden, I wrote a thing where I was like, I think that because people were saying Warren should drop out. And I think I might have mentioned this to you. Warren should drop out. And so Sanders can get all the votes on Super Tuesday. And my statement was, I know a lot of Warren supporters that like Bernie Sanders and will vote for him. But you should not assume that everyone voting for Elizabeth Warren is going to vote for Bernie Sanders. I don't think that's the way it's going to work. And then there you go. There's at least one family who were Elizabeth Warren supporters who will be supporting Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders. And I think that's we're going to see that more as it goes on. As it gets real, I guess.
Well, did you hear the latest today, which is
no.
A lot of people are, and the latest meaning people are just vocalizing this on social media, canceling the election because it's a health hazard.
Yeah, of course. Why not? That seems like something they would do, right?
Or... why don't you just institute mail-in voting every f***ing where?
Yeah, that would be the great. That would be fine, too. Easier to commit voter fraud. Not by people. Well, yeah, by other people too. This is everybody, you know. They can say, you know, you don't have as many eyes on the process, which is fine.
I think the amount of voter fraud, if you institute this, is less than the effect of the voter suppression that is currently happening.
Oh, and I want to make this clear. I used the wrong term. When I said voter fraud, I meant people actually just making up what the votes are, whatever that's called. What do you call
that?
What
do you mean people, like just, the people, what do you mean people just making up what the votes are?
Like the people in charge just say, oh, hey, look, this person, like 20 people get together in a room and then, or, you know, not 20, but a bunch of people who aren't actually the electorate get together in a room and decide who the president is. And then they just announce, oh, the Electoral College, that's what they call it.
Ah,
yeah.
Yes.
So that, yeah, why not then? Why not then indeed?
Well, then our system is broken, and we should just throw it away and start a fresh one.
Oh, yeah. With the blood of tyrants, Ben, I get you. Yeah, you're right. 100%.
Welcome to my garden. Here, let's plant this tree.
Oh, jeez. No.
Where am I going to find a tyrant?
That is funny if there's a bot that's going through and, you know, listen or search within the thing, and they find that, and we get labeled a reactionary podcast. Yeah.
Or a terrorist organization.
Exactly. I was radicalized by Goody Lawrence. Oh, no. Don't do it. Hey, look, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
No.
We are not in the business of radicalizing or indoctrinating kids. In the meantime, hey, Betty!
Absolutely not. Yeah, exactly. Hey, wait a second. Hey, Betty! Betty! She's coming. Oh, there's the dog. Oh yeah, we were going to go on vacation in April.
Yeah.
And we're bringing the dog with us.
Oh.
And the thing that we were concerned about is that there's only one water park / hotel that allowed dogs, and it was like $240 a night as opposed to $70 a night for other places.
Wow.
And then we realized that. Well, I say we realized Jennifer did some research and discovered you can just buy tickets to the water park and stay in whatever hotel you want.
So it's like staying at a Disneyland hotel inside the park or just across the street.
Exactly. Yeah. So Edward's coming with us.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
I'm Blair and I were going to go down to San Francisco at the last weekend of this month. But that it might be up in the air at this point because of whole,
that's right.
We're not letting people back into Seattle.
So, hi Betty. So Betty's here. Betty, what's the talk around the middle school about the coronavirus?
Talk what about do people around think? The water
what's
fountain?
I can't go literally 5 minutes without somebody mentioning the freaking coronavirus.
Okay, well, in school as well?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, like they talk about it. No, I thought you meant me. I thought you were like, I'm trying to relax here at home. And
well, you should stop too.
Okay, yeah. She's patting me on the head, by the way.
No touching.
So it's annoying. Bunch of annoying kids.
Yeah. Talking about stuff.
You know they canceled lots of sports?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you want to have happen that's been canceled?
The apocalypse.
The apocalypse has been canceled?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's been canceled ever since 2012.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Good point.
There's
one thing that I want to tell you, Ben.
Right.
We're not going to... I don't think that we can put this in the show notes, but I can forward it to you. Betty has been obsessed with the word piss lately.
Please. It's not an obsession, you dingus.
So she's been...
I just think it's a funny word.
She's been writing it places, and she's been doing art with the word on it. And I was sitting in my boss's office, And
Dad,
he had
please. I don't. Dad, please.
But
I don't have an obsession with the word piss.
Okay, I'm sorry. Betty doesn't have an obsession with the word piss. So I was sitting in my boss's office, and he had a calendar from the St. Louis Cardinals. And there was a picture where they were throwing Gatorade on each other.
Yeah.
But the Gatorade was bright yellow, yeah. And I sent her a picture of it with the word piss. And she wrote back to me, piss. And it was a very wonderful moment. It's probably one of the happiest events of the entire week.
Some little father-daughter bonding happening over there.
Yeah, exactly. And she's a big fan of Sweeney Todd right now.
Yeah, my boyfriend just got a new bird, and I love him.
What kind of bird is it?
It's a yellow and green.
Is it a big bird or a small bird?
Small bird.
Small bird. So like a...
One of those parakeet type birds.
Yeah. And it's nice?
Yes.
It makes little noises?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't bark a lot? One of the things that happens, Betty has had friends over. This is something I am not ashamed to admit. Betty has more friends than I did when I was her age. So her friends come over, and Edward, even though he's seen them many times,
yeah,
and has interacted with them many times, constantly barks at them, just will not stop, constantly barking and barking and barking. So I can imagine a pet.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I had a dog when I was Betty's age that barked at all my friends. It only tolerated us, but anybody else came near, it was, you know, it was out for death.
Yeah, exactly. It was so out for death, you said?
Yeah. Well, she was a bigger dog. She was larger than Edward.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah.
I'm going to say this and then I'm going to leave. You have the audacity to make a podcast. Goodbye.
Okay, so
she has a point.
Wondering about that joke, we record this on
Audacity.
I record on Audacity, which is a well-known audio.
And
that's great.
Free open source recording software that is quite useful. I use it too.
And it works well.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I do have a really quick question.
Yes.
I'm recording on a laptop.
Yeah.
At work for doing like tutorials. And for some reason my sound fades in and out like on purpose, if that makes sense. Like there's some sort of a filter or some kind of a process that's being run on it. Like, it isn't like I get closer and then farther away, closer and farther away. I mean, the sound like cuts out for a little bit and then starts up again at the regular volume and then cuts down. Do you have any idea what might be causing that?
I think that might be caused by go consult your own IT department.
Okay. And with that...
No, we have three and a half more minutes.
I think that was caused with don't buy a PC, dude.
No,
hey, yeah,
I don't know.
My PC is doing this. Any idea how to fix it? Yeah, get a Mac.
Yeah, get a Mac. Don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, doc, it hurts when I do this. Do it some more. I'm a pervert doctor.
I asked myself, when was the last time I was going to get to Singapore?
Man, what is that from? I've heard that.
That was something John said in ATF.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But
I was like,
it wasn't Singapore. It was something else.
Thailand, I think. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was a pun. The name of the city was a double entendre.
Look, if you're John McKenna and you're listening to this, and why would you be? But if you are. Know that you occupy the same place in my brain as, like, the Marx Brothers and the Three Stooges and Abbott and Costello. Because that's what I was searching through. I was like, where did I hear that from? I've heard that from something. So that's good of him. That his mayor character, I got to say, classic.
Yeah.
It was good.
Mayor of Clowntown.
Oh, yeah, that's right. ATF of Burlesque. I could have died, but I didn't.
You could have.
Many times.
Yes, yes. Hanging out in the asbestos-filled ceiling of that theater.
Yes, and I bring this up all the time to people whenever we talk about, you know, just going for it and things like that.
Yeah.
When wonderful director and friend of the show, kind man, Tom Wisely, do we still like him, right? He hasn't killed anybody or done anything weird?
No, in fact, I was just corresponding with him earlier this week.
Oh, great. Tom Wisely, star of The Ransom, Goody right. Lawrence short film.
Which took us 7 years to make, by the way.
Put a whole bunch of people on each other's shoulders. And when I say a whole bunch, I mean three. And then told them just to fall forward and see what happened. ATF of Burlesque!
Fail beautifully and fail big.
Yeah, exactly. And it was, I liked that show. That show, I think, was fine.
I have fond memories of it. I would not really be able to do the things now that I did in that show, but still.
Oh, no. Me neither. And I just remember.
We're all 20 years
old. You know,
older.
His plan, well, not only that, but his plan was to get us all into really good shape.
Yeah.
And he succeeded in getting us into better shape than we all
Indeed.
Had been in. And I remember him and, I think it was Tom Wesky, getting to a sort of a blowout about how Tom was on vacation, but didn't practice any of his sleight of hand. And I think Tom quit the show over it.
Tom did quit the show, but I do not remember why.
Oh, I think it was because of that. They had a big argument.
Yeah.
And Tom was like, what am I supposed to do? Palm stuff. Tom, who's on vacation, practice palming while I'm walking around. And Tom's like, yes, you're supposed to do that. Why don't you? And I remember him also talking about, why don't you guys get together and read plays and stuff? Why doesn't anyone? I think that was Tom. Either that or a different acting teacher that I had. But it was a really good point in that all the Patrick Stewarts that you see and the Ian McKellens and all those guys, they would actually like do theater stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And we didn't.
Nope.
In general. The American students in the theater places.
We were all Gen Xers at the time. We had lounging around and concerts to go to.
But you know who I think probably did do that? Jennifer Pratt. That's going to be my guess. And with that, Ben, I'm going to ask you to keep it wrong.
Keep it wrong.
For at least another week.
And stay healthy.
Yeah, do what you can.
Yeah.
Wash your hands,
Wash
you
your hands.
Morons. Hey, wait a second. That's not the way to end. I love you all.
All
and you're
right.
Great.
Keep it
but
wrong.
But seriously, wash your hands.
Keep it wrong, Paul. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.